So it's Mokshni again, continuing at the European Chairs Assembly. And just a moment ago, I talked to Charunalika from the Indian Dharma Trust about the Dr. Ambedkar celebrations this autumn. And at the same presentation this morning, we also heard from Priyananda from Wintour's Publications. And he's here with me, and he can tell us a bit. So what was your role in talking on occasion of the celebration of the 60th anniversary of the conversions in Nagpur?
Thanks. We are actually publishing, I'm very proud to be publishing, the first volume in Sangharakshita Complete Works. The volume is entitled Dr. Ambedkar and the Buddhist Revival, and it's just that. It contains a number of books and lectures by Bhante Sangharakshita on Ambedkar. And it's called the Dr. Ambedkar and the Buddhist Revival very deliberately. It's not the Buddhist Revival in India, because Dr. Ambedkar was speaking about the importance of Buddhism for not just for India but for the whole world. This is his one of his great contributions to contemporary Buddhism, is that he really did believe that social and political change was not enough, that what was really needed was a spiritual revolution, a revolution in the minds of individuals, and this would bring about social revolution. So that's the theme of the book. It's made up of two parts. I'll just say a bit about the first is a book that's been published in the West called Ambedkar and Buddhism by Bhante Sangharakshita. That's 30 years old, and we're republishing it in the Complete Works. It's if you wanted a one-stop shop for a book on Ambedkar, this is it. It's very, very good, partly because it emphasizes the fact that he was a Buddhist. In his latter life, he moved towards Buddhism, and it's Ambedkar and Buddhism. It's this very, very important dimension of his life. The second part of the volume, which is actually the majority of the book, it's about two-thirds, is made up of lectures that Bhante Sangharakshita gave in India in the 1981-82. And these really give you a flavour of what it's like to practice Buddhism in contemporary India. What Bhante was laying out in the 1980s, for our nascent Triratna Buddhist community, how to really, really make the Dharma revolution, not stall, to not falter, as it was faltering after Ambedkar's death, but how it could be brought into life and to really, really succeed, which has happened particularly with the Triratna Buddhist order in India. And that's what he outlines in that second part of the book.
So that's really interesting. And just in a second, perhaps a bit more on the Complete Works. But also just to emphasise, you know, that in the West, to the extent that Dr. Ambedkar is known, and within Sri Ratna, he's normally known in relation to social transformation. Mm. So you are also emphasising that he was a Buddhist and a Buddhist thinker. And also that his approach to the Dharma did overlap and have related to Bhante Sangharakshita's approach to the Dharma.
Yeah. When Dr. Ambedkar met Bhante, it was the early 50s, and they had correspondence in 1950. And one of the lessons or understandings that Bhante picked up from Dr. Ambedkar was that the need for a new type of Buddhist, a committed Buddhist who was not just a monk and not just a layperson, but a sort of new type of Buddhist practitioner. And this was something that was actually something that contributed from Dr. Ambedkar, contributed to Bhante Sangharakshita's thinking. A really sort of an idea that we take for granted in our own order, that we have this, you know, ordination that's neither monastic nor lay. But a large part of Bhante's thinking on that came from Dr. Ambedkar.
So that's really interesting to reflect on that. And perhaps just to finish this little conversation, perhaps can you remind us about the complete works? So what that involves, what that is, and what else we're going to see?
Right. Yes. Okay, thanks, Mokshini. The Complete Works is a project we've just embarked on, and it's going to span 7 years, 27 volumes. And this is the first volume that's being released in the 27. We're offering a subscription to it, which is available. Information about the subscription and how to subscribe is available on the windhorsepublications.com website. It's all of Bunte's works. We received a big grant from Bunte's birthday celebrations last year, his 90th birthday, and it's made possible this works. But we're very, very inspired and excited to be publishing the first volume a year on after Bunte's 90th gift. It's just amazing to see all the volumes coming together slowly but surely, and we'll have four more volumes out in 2017.
Great, and we'll just have to keep an eye open for those volumes as they come out. Thank you, Priyananda, for that.
Okay, thank you.